Brian, so many of the clues in this case may lie in this timeline of events, this digital timeline of both Brian and Gabby's journey across the country. I know investigators are looking hard at that continuing tonight.
Yeah, it's such a mystery, and you really try to piece it together by going through the timeline, and it is constantly changing. It all started when Gabby and Brian went on this road trip several months ago, leaving from New York, going out through the national parks. Looked so good until we saw that body camera video. We want to walk you through everything that's developed.
Never goes outside.
It all started with what appeared to be so much happiness. On July 2nd, 2021, Brian and Gabby leave Blue Point, New York in a converted camper van, the start to their dream road trip to national parks in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. Their journey takes them to Kansas, Colorado, Utah.
You can't keep chocolate in Utah. Not in July.
So, we are right outside Capitol Reef right now in a free dispersed camp spot.
Then on August 12th, signs there's trouble on the trip. The couple gets into a fight in Moab, Utah. Police are called.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
Body camera video shows Gabby in tears.
We've been fighting all morning and
Mercedes gets worked up sometimes, and I try and really distance myself from her.
Laundry tells police that traveling together has created an emotional strain between them. They're separated for the night. No charges are filed. 7 days later, August 19th, an eight-minute YouTube video about Gabby and Brian's cross-country trip is posted to their account, Nomadic Static.
Hello, hello, and good morning.
Brian's stretching, doing some morning yoga.
On August 21st, Gabby's father, Joe Petito, FaceTimes with his daughter. She says she's in Salt Lake City. He notices no red flags. August 25th, Gabby's final Instagram post from Ogden, Utah, about 40 miles north of Salt Lake. No location listed, just this caption, Happy Halloween. That day is also the last day Gabby's family says they heard from her. A phone call saying she was in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. Then there are two texts a few days later that her mom finds strange and doesn't believe were actually written by Gabby. September 1st, Brian returns to Northport, Florida alone with the van to the house he shared with his parents and Gabby. But Gabby's not with him and is not reported missing until 10 days later when police go to the laundry home. The parents give them the name of a New York attorney for any questions. That same day, Northport police tow the van, which is registered to Gabby, for forensic examination. For days, police say they know where Brian is. Until Friday, September 17th, when Brian's parents call police to the house, saying they haven't seen him in 3 days and that he went hiking at a nearby nature reserve on Tuesday, September 14th. Police gather evidence from the house and from the Mustang, items they say to get Brian sent for search dogs. They search the swampy reserve for days, from the air and on the ground. But no sign of Brian. And then the grim discovery on September 19th. Gabby's body is found at a camping area near Grand Teton National Park. Within hours, FBI agents swarm the laundry home, hauling out box after box of evidence. Days more of searching back at the reserve, and dive teams join the efforts. On social media, citizen sleuths are also on the case, one posting video from a wildlife camera some 500 miles to the north. The sheriff there reporting searching turns up no sign of Brian. Now the FBI not offering any details, just saying the hunt continues. And the hunt is definitely on now for Brian Laundrie, and we can officially now call this a manhunt. Marnie.
And let's pick it up right there, Brian. Is the search continuing in the swamp tonight? What are investigators telling you?
Absolutely. They were in the Carlton Reserve all day long. Again today, 24,000 acres, thick brush. 75% of that swamp is covered in water. There are alligators and snakes. There were about 75 search crews out there today. They had drones and helicopters over the land looking down. Again, no sign of Brian Laundrie, and they say they'll be back out there again tomorrow.
How about the parents, Brian? Are they under surveillance right now? Where you are there police outside that house?
Well, that's a good question. We know they're in the house because we saw them come back a short time ago. You look out here on the street, all week long, there have been Northport police cruisers out here on the road. They suddenly left. It was interesting timing right when that arrest warrant came out. The cruisers left, but it's our understanding there are likely undercover FBI agents in this area. We're going to get more into that and take viewer questions coming up in just a couple of minutes, Marnie.
You got that right, Brian. All eyes on that house tonight and what those parents know. Brian Enten, thank you.